We're still in the first sif of Resh Nun Gimel, and we will continue in that. Now, so far what we had was we find in the Gemara this halacha of a gzera of shehiyah. You are not to leave a pot with food in it on the fire over Shabbos out of fear that you're going to go and stoke the coals. You'll adjust the flame. We had a machlokis, Hananya and the Chachamim. According to Hananya, once your food is edible, it's kamachol ben drosoi, which means it's edible. If someone had to, they would eat it. Chazal didn't make any gzeris. The gzeris that you're going to just lose your mind and go break a malacha of Shabbos, they're not choshish for that if your food is already edible. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, so long as the prolonged cooking will make the food taste better, there we're afraid you'll stoke the coals. It's only if something, it's only in the case of something that gets worse with time that you're allowed to leave it there. The Mechaber is paskening like the Chachamim. We'll see later that the Ramah goes with Hananya, but the Mechaber goes with the Chachamim so that it is not mutter to leave anything on the fire over Shabbos out of fear that you're going to adjust the flame. Unless the food that you've got there, you don't want to cook more, because if it would, it gets ruined. Now the Mechaber adds something else that you can do. O shehoya chai, you can put in a raw piece of meat. Shalon is bashal klal, which didn't cook at all. That means you're doing this just before Shabbos. You're taking food that has not, you're taking food that was not cooked at all. When you put food in that's not cooked at all, it's going to take a while before it begins cooking. There's no sense stoking the coals. It's not going to be ready for the Friday night meal anyway. It'll be ready for Shabbos morning, so that takes time. That takes time before you eat it anyway. By then, without stoking the coals, it's going to get done. He says, the kivan shuhum chai, because it is raw, mesir datu menu ad lamachar. You stop thinking about it till tomorrow. And throughout the whole night, it'll cook without you having to stoke the coals. So that here, you're not going to get insecure, you're not going to lose it, and there's no reason why we have to be choshish. Avlam nizbashel ktsas. What happens if it's cooked a little bit? Vlo nizbashel kol tzarko, and it wasn't cooked completely. Vafilu nizbashel kol tzarko, in a case where mitztamek v'yofolo, chayshinon shema yechata, we're afraid that you're going to adjust the coals. You're not allowed to leave it on it. Ella im kain, unless goraf dahainu shaholtzi meno kol agacholim, you actually sweep out of it all of the coals. O kotam dahainu shekisa agacholim, you must either remove all the coals or cover all of the coals. Lemayet chomam, in order to minimize their heat. Why is that good? Because by doing an act that is minimizing the heat, you are either showing that you've given up on it, or you're reminding yourself that you're not allowed to stoke the coals. If you want something to cook well, you don't go put ash on it, or you don't go and take the coals out of it. Since you did it, you are showing us that you don't expect it to get ready till a long time later, and you're not going to stoke the coals. Or you're simply having, that's like a little reminder, don't stoke the coals. What happens if most of it was already cooked a little bit, but you threw in one raw piece? Mutter kilu hoisa kula chaya. It's mutter as if the whole thing was raw. Da'idei kach mesir da'ato mimeno. Since you have something raw in there, you don't really think that it's going to be ready in time. Va'fila ina grufa uktuma. Even if the coals weren't swept out or they weren't covered. So the halacha is that if you have a raw piece of meat in there, that's enough. Mishnah Berurah points out that it's dafka a raw piece of meat. A raw vegetable will cook a lot more quickly. If you have a very, very hot stove in a way that even a raw piece of meat would be fully cooked by the time you got to the meal, the halacha is that would be aser. What's mutter about a raw piece of meat is that you don't expect it to be ready tonight, only late tonight after the Zman of the Suda, so you will not bother stoking the coals anyway. So Lamaisa, this is the Mechaber Shita then, that it is, unless it is Mestamek Varalo, unless the further cooking of it is not good for it, we are choshish even just for further cooking. We are choshish for chitui, and therefore you must either remove the coals or cover them in ash. Now, with regard to our stoves today, Rav Moshe Feinstein had a tzad to say that there's no iser altogether because we don't have coals to stoke. Raising the level of the gas is like putting more fuel into it, and we don't find that Chazal had such a chashash. But at the end, he says, since it's so easy, there really is reason to think that Chazal should have made a chashash. He therefore says that even with our gas stoves, you do need a blech. You do need some kind of cover. So what do you do? Our equivalent of kotum, of covering the ash, is by putting some kind of piece of metal over the fire. It's not an exposed fire. Therefore, you're not going to go and stoke the coals. You just take a look and you see it. They're reminding you you're not to stoke the coals, which means you're not to raise the flame. So the halacha, according to the Mechaber, is that anything that time would make it cook more and it would taste better, there the halacha is that you must have goruf or kotim, as we call it, which means either goruf or kotim, either take out all the coals, or in our case where you can't do that, make sure that they're covered. Says the Mechaber now further, Vafilu eina grufo k'tuma, even if it is not garufa katum, mutter lismoch lo k'deira b'samach hutzala. If you're not putting it on the kira, you're putting it near the kira and it's absorbing the warmth, that would still be mutter. So this is the next piece that we saw in the Mechaber. So all in all, we saw so far the Mechaber Shita, that anything that time, cooking it longer, is going to make taste better. The halacha is that it is usur to go and leave it in that situation on Shabbos because you may stoke the coals, unless you go and you take out all of the coals from there, or you cover them up with ash.